This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. 2 days after she was detained in a military coup, Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi was formally charged Wednesday as calls for civil disobedience to oppose the takeover gathered pace. Residents in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, have held a noise protest for a second night in opposition to Monday's military coup. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Banging pots and pans together, smashing food tins with sticks and clapping loudly, residents kept up a sustained cacophony as they stood on balconies of downtown apartment blocks or in the street with passing cars, joining in with blaring horns. In a country where the military has a record of dealing brutally with protests, the tactic means they can make their feelings known with little physical risk. Monday's coup came as lawmakers had gathered in the capital for the opening of a new parliamentary session. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU have all urged Moscow to immediately free Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Russia Wednesday defended its crackdown on protesters demanding the release of the opposition leader as his allies vowed to continue putting pressure on the Kremlin. Protest Monitor said more than 10,000 people were detained at recent nationwide rallies in support of President Vladimir Putin's loudest critic, who was handed a nearly 3-year prison term Tuesday. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday blasted the LGBT movement as incompatible with Turkey's values and compared student protesters to, quote, terrorists, end quote, as a month of youth-driven rallies shook his rule. More than 300 students and their supporters were detained in Istanbul. This is VOA News. A top medical journal declared the Sputnik V COVID vaccine highly effective. Moscow said it was working to increase production of the shot abroad. Momentum was building towards a rollout in Europe, as both Germany and Spain said they were open to taking deliveries of the vaccine. The Lancet Journal published results Tuesday showing the homemade Russian vaccine, named after the Soviet-era satellite, to be safe and 91.6% effective against symptomatic COVID-19 cases. A long-running conflict in southern Senegal has flared up after a years-long lull, with rebels on Wednesday accusing the army of being the aggressors in the isolated region. The conflict in Casamance, which is separated from the rest of Senegal by the Gambia, has claimed thousands of lives since it first broke out in 1982. The army says it launched its operation on January 26th to, quote, secure, end quote, the region. U.S. lawmakers have nominated Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement for the Nobel Peace Prize, calling the campaigners a global inspiration as they endure a crackdown by Beijing. In a letter to the Nobel Committee submitted by the February 1st deadline and released Wednesday, 9 lawmakers across party lines cited the estimate that more than 2 million took to the streets on June 16, 2019. U.S. House Democrats say the U.S. Senate should convict former President Donald Trump and bar him from office because he endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters, quote, like a loaded cannon, end quote, at the U.S. Capitol last month. Trump's lawyers deny that he incited rioters and call the upcoming Senate trial unconstitutional. Both sides filed their legal briefs Tuesday in advance of next week's trial. NASA announced Wednesday it was creating a new position of senior climate advisor as part of the administration of President Joe Biden's climate science objectives for the agency. The agency might be more known for its space exploration missions, but studying Earth is also a core part of its mission. It has more than 24 satellites and instruments observing key climate indicators and is considered among the premier agencies in observing changes to the Earth. Meanwhile, the German government approved a draft law Wednesday to set a more ambitious target for the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in the transport sector, aiming for 2030 levels to be 22% below those in 1990. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts at VOA News.